From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the finalization of a rule to align the Voluntary Product of USA label claim. USDA's rule allows the Voluntary Product of USA, or Made in the USA label claim, to be used on meat, poultry, and egg products only when they're derived from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S. The rule will prohibit misleading labeling and help ensure the information consumers receive about where their food comes from is truthful. Gas Buddy reports the nation's average gas price increased 6.2 cents from last week to $3.40 per gallon. The national average is up 23 cents from a month ago and 4.5 cents lower than a year ago. The national average diesel price fell 1.3 cents to $4.02 per gallon, 30 cents lower than a year ago. New data from the USDA's Economic Research Service shows that changes in drought conditions impact the size of the U.S. beef cattle herd. Specifically, when the percentage of land area of drought increases for an extended period, as noted in the U.S. Drought Monitor, the U.S. beef cattle herd often declines. In 2023, with more than 65% of the U.S. land area in drought, the U.S. beef cattle herd declined roughly 2.5%.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update. For more, go to aginfo.net.